1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH New Center Time 751. And second Thursday of each month, we check in with State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing wonderfully.
All right. Let's talk about first the governor's budget. Your thoughts about his plan earlier in February.
You know, I think he's done a great job in balancing the budget. I see that he has decided to segregate a little bit of money out of the guardrails for early childhood education and child care. Honestly, it's been a tremendous need in this state. I think people are facing bills of, you know, thousands of dollars a month for early childhood education. So anything we can do to limit that and get people back in the game is super important in terms of getting them to work. So I'm pretty supportive of his measures so far.
Okay, so that you're not concerned that this loosens up those guardrails and might be loosened further down the line?
Well, I'm going to be looking for commitment from both the legislature and from strictures that we don't revisit this issue for at least another 5 years to see what the economy does.
Okay.
So I'm going to be looking for some belts and suspenders to keep it forward.
All right. Let's talk about some of the work on the Commerce Committee.
Okay. Well, so far, one of the biggest issues we're finally coming to closure on, it's been 15 years or more, has been the Transfer Act. Now, it's not to be confused with the transfers like a waste station and or waste hauling. Transfer Act is a transfer of property. And we're revising our system. It's very cumbersome, very onerous on developers, on owners of property. And we're doing it on a release-based system. So in the process of reviewing the final rules and statutes and regulations coming out of DEEP, the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection, and I'm hoping we get that done this session. I think it's essential that we make our property transfers more transparent, easier, and faster. I don't think that, to be honest, I've said this a couple of times, I don't think the toxins we have in Connecticut are unique to Connecticut. I think our treatment needs to be on par with Massachusetts and Rhode Island in terms of the timing and solutions, because I want to make sure that properties get transferred, business gets developed, and the growth of the economy stays strong. So I'm looking at that now to make sure that we've got the right development.
Okay. You also wanted to talk about tourism and Mystic. Why does that apply to here?
Okay. So why does it apply to here? It's very simple. One of the problems with a state like Connecticut, and people are resistant. I'm not an advocate for county government, but part of the problem is the tax revenue from the municipalities goes up to Hartford. And that's inclusive of the sales tax revenue, right? So really, when you look at a property municipality, the only revenue the municipality gets to keep is the assessments, right? Some fees and transfers of local property, and essentially the real estate tax that we all pay in our hometowns. So one of the problems of trying to develop tourism is to make sure the dollars are adequately focused on the areas. So Mystic has had a tremendous tourism business. They've got an incredible facility in the Mystic Aquarium and in the seaport. And what I'm trying to do is see whether there are things we can do as a state to both resolve some of the parking and congestion issues, enhance the experience of the tourists at that area, so that we grow the economy of Mystic. And why do I care? Because I sit here in Fairfield County and in Greenwich with a high tax base and high productivity, and I need to improve the productivity across the state. So it's building the tourism in Mystic. They've come to me on Commerce with requests for funding of an exhibit hall for the seaport, which I like. They've come and asked for funding at the aquarium. These are big, tremendous tourist draws, big revenue generators for the state. I'm just trying to enhance them to make sure that people stay longer, spend more time there, and therefore go out to eat, spend more in sales tax that we collect for the state. It's to just grow the economy.
Speaking with State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich, a couple other items. What's happening with housing?
Housing at this point, the only thing I see moving forward potentially is the transit-oriented development housing, which is an opt-in provision. I know there's a lot of back and forth. I'm waiting to see how the final bill comes out. As long as the bill is not mandatory and provides incentives I'm definitely going to consider it.
Okay. Anything that you've put forth?
Basically, the Transfer Act and the MISTIC issue I've been pushing forward from day one. I'm looking at what we can do about redeveloping properties in distressed communities so we can put them back on the tax rolls. And I'm considering putting forward an increase in the amount of money we use to remediate toxic soil in this state. We have a budget of about $75 million every 2 years. So, you know, well, 70, so about 35 each year. I'm looking to see whether we can't get that up to 50 each year or $100 million because there is a lot of demand. There's a lot of towns that are old factory mill towns where the properties are not on the tax rolls. We can't get them remediated. We can't get them redeveloped. And I'm looking to make sure we can get some redevelopment in the state, again, to benefit my residents by growing the economy of the state.
Okay. And then finally, we spoke with Connecticut Business Industry Association earlier this hour about a bill that was vetoed by the governor last year providing unemployment benefits for striking workers. Do you support that?
Look, I think striking workers have their concerns, and I recognize their concerns. And the striking workers, normally through their unions, have a striking fund. That's where the money should come from. Our unemployment fund is paid for by companies and by the workers for unemployment insurance. It's not for strikers. So I don't see accessing the unemployment insurance fund for striking workers to be a rational way to go.
All right, Representative Meskers, and I guess as we move closer, we'll have you put on your RTM hat as you get closer to budget time, right?
That should be a fun time as always.
All right. Take care. Thanks for joining me this morning. Take care.
You're welcome. Take care.
State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich joins me on the